Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wildcard round wraps up tonight. Pittsburgh getting three at home against Houston. Some other interesting games taking place over the weekend for sure. Head coaching vacancies, plenty of those. Here to talk about that and more, longtime NFL writer, friend of the show. Let's welcome back our buddy Howard Balzer. Howard, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Hope you guys are also.
Yeah, well, for the first time in 18 years, we're sitting here talking about the Ravens looking for a head coach. And I was talking about this earlier, Howard. You've covered the Cardinals, and Cliff Kingsbury was the head coach there a couple years back. He looks to be a candidate perhaps here with the Ravens. What are the strengths, weaknesses? Cliff Kingsbury, who a year ago was a genius working with Jay Daniels, and maybe this year not so much.
I guess it never ceases to amaze me the things that NFL owners do after a season that wasn't quite up to expectations. And the Commanders are a perfect example. I mean, what the heck? 12-5 in the regular season last year, advanced to the NFC Championship game. And then this year, big tumble, Daniels is hurt, other injuries to the team. And all of a sudden you're changing out both coordinators that helped you do what you did last year. I mean, it's just bizarre to me. And, you know, Kingsbury, you know, no one was disappointed when he was fired 3 years ago by the Cardinals. I have to add this up, Bob, how many head coaches the Cardinals have had in the 18 years that John Harbaugh was in Baltimore. I think it's about 8 or 9, something like that. I mean, they just change coaches at the first sign of issues. And Kingsbury helped that team get better after he was hired. A guy had never coached in the NFL at any level of the NFL, but they went from 3 wins the year before that he was hired to 5 to 8 to 11, and then the playoffs. And then the next season went off the rails, which I would need a book to write about everything, even aside from injuries that happened to that team. And so then they fired him, and Michael Bidwell got in front of the media and said, we need to go in a different direction. And, of course, he did it again this year with Jonathan Gannon after a step-back season. So, you know, Kingsbury, a very good offensive coach. There were questions about whether he was truly the head coach of the whole roster, and did he demand accountability from players and all those things. You would hope that he learned from that aspect of it. And so, you know, he'll get some interviews. I don't know if he'll get hired or not, but the guy certainly is a tremendous offensive coach.
Now for John Harbaugh, you know, he's got an opportunity to, you mentioned Arizona, Atlanta, Miami, the Giants, et cetera, et cetera. He's got his choice, maybe. But what do you think John Harbaugh does? Does he want more of a, maybe I want to be an executive in addition to a head coach? Does he have that kind of clout to maybe request that level of strength? What do you see happening with John Harbaugh over the next couple of weeks here?
That's the question. I mean, in some ways, he's similar to Sean Payton when he decided to get back into coaching after, quote, retiring. Now, a little difference is he was still under contract to the Saints at the time. So any team hiring him had to compensate the Saints with draft choices. Certainly, that's not the case this time around. But Peyton was able to write his ticket. But I'll say this, Bob. It wasn't as if there was 5 or 6 teams lining up at his door to pay him that $20 million a year, which supposedly is what John Harbaugh wants. There's been reports that Harbaugh wants that control over the roster, which is what everybody believed with Sean Payton in Denver. But the general manager that was there kept his job. And, of course, we've seen the success the Broncos have had in his 2 years there. So the key will be John Harbaugh has to pick his spots, and it's going to be a place, I would think, that has a quarterback in place. And so that eliminates some of the teams that are interested in him. But it also means that a team has to be willing to fulfill those things. Now, if he's comfortable with who the general manager is in a place, he could do what Peyton did. But I don't think he'll, compromise too much on the salary. So we just have to wait and see if a team is truly willing to pay what he wants to command.
Howard, let me get your thoughts here on some of these quarterbacks playing in their first postseason. I mean, Caleb Williams on Saturday night, the comeback effort was amazing, made some big throws, but also turned the ball over two times. And then last night, Drake May, again, a winning effort, but not what we've seen from him at his best this year. What did you make of those first impressions of those two guys?
I think they're very good. And I have to admit, I'm not a nitpicker. I mean, guys, the interceptions happen. Bad plays happen even to the most experienced quarterbacks. And I've heard this about, Drake May didn't. I mean, the Chargers have a pretty darn good defense. And he still threw for, I believe it, I don't have it in front of me, I think it was 268 yards. And he ran well and made big plays with his legs. So what he has done in his second season, I think, is pretty strong, obviously, and only bodes well for the Patriots, moving forward. And just like, Caleb Williams, and the thing is, too, they protect him pretty well. They don't have a great running game, but they're able to be productive in it. And I'm talking about New England now, and the same thing with the Bears. I mean, the thing that I always look at, and everybody looks at this guys before the season, when everyone says, they better get their offensive line right if they want to have success on offense. Everybody says that before the season. Then a kind of collective amnesia, I call it, settles in, because then when there's struggles on offense, no one talks about the offensive line. All they do is blame the head coach or blame the offensive coordinator or blame the quarterback. And so when you look at the Bears with all the, praise, and deservedly so, don't get me wrong, all the praise for Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. But the thing the Bears did in the offseason is they signed and paid $80 million guaranteed. Two of them were in trades, and they renegotiated the contract for a totally revamped interior offensive line, a center and two guards, obviously. And the sacks of Caleb Williams were reduced, I believe he had something in the 60s last year, to like 23 this season. So the Bears recognized it was more about the head coach. They had to invest and get the offensive line better. And when you see teams struggle, a la the Chargers last night, something no fault of their own because of all the injuries, they couldn't protect or run the ball and help Justin Herbert make plays. And that, to me, was the biggest issue that the Chargers faced last night. So that's a big thing, for the Bears and the Patriots, is how they have, revamped or got stable the offensive line and then avoided, for the most part, injuries there. Because you start getting injuries to that line, like the Chiefs and some other teams, boy, you don't have a chance.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And what's your opinion here of the Niners and the way they're playing right now? Gutsy win on the road, but, a team that's dealt with injuries all year long, overcome all of them to this point. Now you've got the George Kittle one. Does that feel like maybe the straw that breaks the camel's back?
It might, because they're going against one of the better defenses in the NFL in Seattle in the next round. But I'll say this about the universal praise for what they've overcome. And they have overcome a lot. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to minimize what they lost. But a lot of the injuries they suffered were in the first half of the season. It settled in the second half of the year. Oh, and by the way, in their 7-2 regular season, 7-2 record coming down the stretch of the season, the two losses were in the division to the Seahawks and the Rams, where they scored 16 in one game and I think it was 16 in one game and three in that one against Seattle. And the other seven wins were against a lot of bad teams, teams that had a combined 70 and 42 record. And so for the season, so they were able to capitalize on that. But I'll say this, the game against the Eagles, yes, they lost Kittle, but they had Trent Williams back at left tackle. I'll go back to the offensive line again. With all the injuries, they've had a pretty stable offensive line all season and a healthy Christian McCaffrey. I mean, everyone's saying what a great job Kyle Shanahan did, and he did a very good job this year, don't get me wrong. But last year, Kyle Shanahan was still Kyle Shanahan, and they had injuries last year and only won six games. And a big reason for that is McCaffrey only played four of them. This year, he played them all. And Trent Williams, of course, returned, maybe not 100%, but he was on the field for that game yesterday against Philadelphia. So I go back to the offensive line once again, that's enabled, I think, the 49ers to kind of, stay pretty darn good. Again, we'll see if they can get it done against Seattle, which is a very, very tough matchup for them.
NFL writer, longtime NFL writer, Howard Balzer, here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Howard, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch up with you as the postseason progresses on to the divisional round coming up this weekend.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
You got it. Howard Balzer, everyone. Minnesota. Pittsburgh taking on Houston tonight, and then we'll get into the divisional round. I did see, Nolan, that the Bills are 1.5-point favorites at Denver. Number one seed, my ass, huh? We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got news from the Nets coming up, top of the hour. Stick around for that. We'll count the early week money at 12:15. And then Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, talk about the Ravens. Steve Bisciotti tomorrow meets with the media along with Eric DaCosta. First time for what, Biscuits since 2022? Does that sound about right? It's a long time coming.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.